Ha 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 ha.
AJ, ha.
Fuck out of here with them $7. Get the fuck out of here with them $7, nigga.
Hey,
that shit is over.
Niggas,
it's over.
Hey, brother, niggas tried to tell us that Dwayne was winning the fucking Royal Rumble.
Fuck out of here with that shit. You ain't headlining shit, you bald headed bitch. You ain't headlining shit.
Niggas tried
piece of shit.
Niggas tried to tell me that Chick Magnet Punk was gonna return and win the Rumble and stop Cody Rhodes, who's on Monday Night fucking Raw.
From going to said that. I said that nigga Punk gone job. J-O-B. J-O-B.
Y'all talking about bald people in here?
I'm talking about that bald bastard that owned the UFL. Oh, that bald bastard that set up there and got on the board to try to get him on WrestleMania.
We can't win them all.
Hey, guess what? Winston.
You lie.
Hey, Winston. Winston. How you feel about the Royal Rumble?
Oh,
it doesn't matter what you feel about the Royal Rumble, nigga.
Turn that up, nigga. You're right. Oh, AJ, check it. I was gonna do a little ditty for y'all, real quick.
I saw it, but we ran out of time.
Okay. Well, but just shoot it to me just for the future, just so like as soon as shit is over, I'm gonna just start doing the graphics. I'm gonna just shoot them to you.
All right.
But anyway, enough about that. Shout out to everybody that's gonna join the space tonight. Hope everybody's having a good night.
Gabby, hey girl.
Hey Gabby, hey Nelson. DMV, what's up, man? Big 6-0 in the building. 6-0. Looking like a criminal, but I love you.
AP
was good.
Hey man, dog, your man's let you down, bro.
Hey man.
He let you down.
Hey, man. $7.
Hey man, want no Under Armour in sight. Want no UFL in sight. Want no Black Adam in sight.
But Braun Breaker did his thing, though.
I don't give a fuck about no Scott Steiner's son, nigga.
Don't change the
Mello Hayes. Black people, you know what I'm saying? Black wrestling.
Hey, you are too intelligent of a man. I don't think you're an idiot. Stay on task. Stay on task.
Did R-Truth make you laugh?
If Johnny had five apples, nigga, nah, bruh. Answer the question.
Man, he got me.
Your man's let you down. You lied.
Yeah.
He lied. Yeah. Y'all is worshipped him.
You worship him.
Real story finisher.
Y'all, you thought Dwayne was finna come back now? Hey, Nelson, I just want to say, man, it feels good to be on the right side of history, man. Niggas was telling me Cody Rhodes was gonna go through the elimination chamber, dog. Nah, back to bike.
No, that was a theory of mine. Because I was saying like, okay, if we about to play the Punk card because of CM Punk, not because of $7, but because of CM Punk, and it was close.
Well,
it was close. But when I saw Punk getting gas right there, I said, oh no.
I'll tell you why I feel like I knew Cody was winning. When they announced that CM Punk was going to be at Elimination Chamber a couple weeks ago, I said, okay, why would you have to announce this? Granted, he could have just showed up anyway, and I know that you have to sell tickets, but I'm like, okay, there's going to be a driving point here. And I said to myself, Punk is going to go through the Elimination Chamber. He's going to go through all of Seth's formats that he's beaten during his time, and he's going to win. And then that's how you get to Mania. Now, is that probably still the case? I think so. I mean, how else do you find a number one contender for Seth Rollins now? So we will see if I'm right again, but I thought that was the path to go. I thought Cody winning the Rumble was just the simplest way to make it happen, especially due to the more enforced brand split that they've had done. So, but hey, man. At least you had logic, AJ. You know, you weren't telling me about $7. Bundy, go ahead.
I'm sorry, dog, but we ain't. It's seven. We trust me. That didn't happen tonight, man. That didn't happen tonight, dog.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't going.
It was never going to happen. Dwayne comes back to pop a rating so that they can beat the fucking college national championship rating, or compete with it, rather. Let me not say beat. So they could have something to talk about. He says one line to get people talking. Like, do we not remember AJ and Bundy when The Rock came back in 2011, and it wasn't a year until we got Rock and Cena? Do we remember that?
Yeah, it was a whole year. He said he booked year, right? They booked it a whole year the night after WrestleMania.
So what makes you think Dwayne, who has not wrestled since 2016 for 30 seconds, was going to come back in shape, and in less than 3 months, he was going to headline in Philly? So, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Will Dwayne be in Philly? Sure, he could be there all he wants to, but he ain't facing Roman Reigns.
He can give us a comedy segment.
He can rock bottom solo Sokoa for all I give a damn. He's not getting that main event. And I tried to tell all you, hey, so Winston, Earl, when you hear this, I know you're at the Royal Rumble. Salute to our correspondent, Earl Gasol, from Guessing from the Stands. Congrats on 250, my brother. But you niggas tried to tell me this. I won't forget this.
What? I got something for you. I just posted it right there.
Hey, man.
Shout $7.
Who was also at the Royal Rumble.
Hey, you thought if you smell what the Rock is cooking, you're going to shake that up?
Listen.
Toss that for y'all, man. There you go.
Listen, when Sami Zayn came out at number 30, I said, oh, yeah, this shit is over. Go ahead, get the pyro for Cody ready.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought that was gonna bring out Moose. I was about to be like, bro, what the fuck are we doing here?
Nah, they brought out Moose. I would have shut that shit off, bro. Nah, I would have told Winston, cut the feed, cut it.
Nah.
Join spaces, nigga. That PS5 beat would have came on, nigga.
All right, Tekken would have got loading up right then and there.
We'll go play some Tekken.
Okay, so let's reel it in. Let's table this for a second real quick, because I want to run it back to the beginning of I'm about to say WrestleMania, of the Royal Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Like, we opened up, you know what I'm saying? We opened up hot, like hot. And honestly, I think This might have tired the entire crowd out for the evening, to be honest with you. The Women's Royal Rumble, honestly, the Women's Royal Rumble killed the men's.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
It smoked the men's. Smoked them. You know what I'm saying? So, we all know who the winner of that is. It's Bayley for the first time. Pretty much the last part on her resume that needed to be complete. She finished it. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to tap in and get some thoughts about, you know what I'm saying, the Women's Royal Rumble, you know what I'm saying, before I bring my takes into the room.
Let Nelson, how do you feel? Let's let you go first, and then I'll go second to last to AJ.
Nelson, you there?
Okay, Bundy, Murphy, Winston, King Murphy Media, anybody else?
Oh, yeah, nah. Oh, my fault. I didn't know Nelson was trying to get his speaker right. But I think, it started off fast-paced. I mean, even from the pregame, I was watching the 7 o'clock pregame. It seemed like a running start type of pay-per-view. I mean, PLE, pardon me.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, just making sure you got it.
Yeah, man. It was hot from start to finish for that women's one, man. We got the surprise with Jordynne Grace, and she looked like she belonged there for sure. 100%, man. She was going crazy in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They had the standoff with Bianca. That was crazy. And then, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Jade finally appeared. And, nigga, she's this fucking star. Like, there's nothing else about that. Like, she went crazy, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Picked up Nia Jax for no fucking problem. Tossed her over the ring. Like, or the rope, excuse me. No, it was crazy, man. And then, you know, I had a feeling Bayley was going to win. I had that feeling, And shit, it came through. And also back to Jade, nigga, we had that standoff with Jade and Bianca.
Honestly, that's probably the biggest moment of the night was that standoff.
Oh, that's the moment that people are gonna always go back to for sure. Jade, I mean, Cody Bianca winning is cool. That's a moment, and I think I love Hunter's old Jim Crockett philosophy with that. Don't let them touch. Like, don't let them, you know, don't tease them, but don't let it happen until it's time for it to happen. So, also, it was some good returns tonight in that Women's Royal Rumble. Liv Morgan coming out was cool. I know she had a lot of personal stuff going on, and she's been injured a lot the last year and a half, so it was good to see her come back. And honestly, Bayley winning. Bayley started out at number 3. Lasted longer than any woman, I think, ever. And to win that, to go to WrestleMania, where she's going to be co-main event at the bare minimum. I mean, if Seth is hurt, I don't know what they do from there, you know. But at the bare minimum, she's going to co-main event. And her and EO are going to put on a classic. So salute to Bayley for finally getting the last notch on her resume.
I thought Becky Lynch was going to win, by the way.
Yeah, I thought Becky Lynch was gonna win, but Bayley was too obvious, and I always try to go against the obvious sometimes. But hey, salute to Bayley, man.
Nah, Bayley. I like Bayley winning it because that further goes into the eventual damage control split. So I'm interested to see how they start to write that up. But salute to that. Also, salute to everybody in here, sure, man. No, Gabby was good. Yeah, Earl, Millie, Tim, Millie. Shout out to Breeze. Tim, Breeze, I see you. DMV.
D. Lewis was good.
Oh, Earl in here? Hey, Earl. Hey, grab that mic. Hey, yo. Hey, grab that mic.
Wait, man. Shout out to everybody, man. If anybody want to come up, request to speak, man, we got you for sure.
We need to hear your thoughts.
Oh, my God. We didn't, brother, respectfully, I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. He asked for Earl. Marcel was good. Yo, let me ask y'all a quick question about this Rumble, though, the women's Rumble particularly. How do y'all feel like this would have been done differently if Charlotte wasn't injured? Because I feel like there were rumors this year that they were going to finally do Bianca and Charlotte at Mania. But with that injury, do you think that changed the plan, or do you think that this was always the plan to do EO and Bayley from the jump?
I think it was an either or.
It probably would have been an either or, but I think really when Charlotte got hurt, I was like, all right, we're just going to go ahead and pull the trigger on Bayley winning it. And, have that play out, yep. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to play out for a couple of months. It's going to play out for a little while because she's going to be over there going at their, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit, and then it's going to fuck around and turn around, and they're going to turn on her, and yeah, that's when she's going to go out to EO.
For sure. Okay. All right, so since we just mentioned Bianca Belair, Millie, I got you. Give me a second. How do you feel, and what do you think Bianca's Mania looks like now? Because, I mean, she's not on Raw, and the Elimination Chamber will be for Rhea's title, so she's not going to be a part of that. Bayley's already decided who she's going against. Where do you guys predict Bianca will be WrestleMania weekend?
Celebrity match.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, but then Nia Jax or probably a celebrity match. One of those two. I kind of see that shit. Like, maybe they're going to bring in somebody. And, you know, she's going to probably be in a match with them or something. Because they're going to want to push that show.
True.
They're going to really want to push that show hard. So I can see them probably throwing a celebrity in there or some shit like that. Like, somebody that want to wrestle or something. So.
Okay.
I kind of was thinking it depends on where Jade's going, but she probably gonna go to NXT first, which is fine with me. That absolutely is no problem because she has a lot of people she could go against. So I'd probably say like Nia Jax would be a good that's a good stepping stone.
But Nia is also Raw, true. So
I mean, let's look at those.
So
she's going to Raw.
Bianca. Oh, no. Nia. Oh, Jade.
Jade.
Is it? Is that confirmed?
I mean,
I think she's going to Raw, man. But how you seen Nia Jax fuming when she's
like that's like the automatic right there match.
And Bianca on SmackDown, right?
They playing the seed.
Bianca, that's what I'm saying. Bianca's on SmackDown. Bianca on SmackDown. That's what I'm saying. Like
you won't, we won't see the Bianca and Jade match probably till next year.
So I got a bold prediction, and I'm gonna be called crazy for this, but I got a bold prediction. If Bianca
go to NXT, that's what you about to say.
Yep. Because what else?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the women. I'm looking at the women right now. Right, it's Alba Fire, Asuka, mm-hmm. B-Fab, Bayley, Bianca herself, Dakota, who's injured, Charlotte is injured, Isla Dawn, Io, she's going against Bayley, Kairi, Katana, and Kaden. Like she's not going against Team EDC, bro. Mia Yim, Scarlett, Shotzi, Tamina is making outfits and helping the women out, being a good OG, and Zelina, who's in a who's with Elektra. So. If she goes to NXT, I'm cool with that. I like that they.
So you literally.
So let me ask a question, real. So you are saying Bianca's working stand and deliver this year? That's what y'all are insinuating.
I'll say this: if it ain't stand and deliver, it's a women's tag championship match. Because what other thing could you possibly do? Unless you see something out of the norm, like a Raw versus SmackDown challenge at WrestleMania, like there's. I don't know where you place her, honestly.
Who's she going to tag with?
Naomi.
Because I'm assuming you think Naomi's probably going to SmackDown.
I would imagine so. I mean.
Or we get in a, what's the fucking faction called now? Karrion Kross faction? No, Karrion Kross faction. Never mind. I'm thinking about something totally different.
No, nah, she's not wrestling Scarlett.
She's not wrestling.
Hell no.
So I'm thinking something totally different. There's literally, that's what I'm saying. Dog. Like, look, I'm not trying to be funny by seeing the NXT thing. I'm just legitimately thinking, like, this is going to be insane because Bianca has been in championship matches the last couple years. And everybody has to, take a celebrity match or do something different every now and again. But it's like, what do you do with Bianca Belair in particular? But, I mean, we are on the road to WrestleMania. We got Friday coming
things
up.
Things could change. We'll see. Something could happen at the chamber. Like, it could get interesting, but I think – I mean, who knows? Maybe does Bianca get go into the chamber? Like, and they just – they somehow –
Of course she's going to the chamber.
I assume
that's what I'm saying. Like she goes into the, they write, they do three Raw, three SmackDown. She's one of the three SmackDown. She wins the chamber. She got to go against Rhea.
If they go that route, cool. And I'll be the one to say it. I'm not being funny when you guys say that, but it's like, okay, it depends on how they are really trying to enforce this whole brand split thing to where, they can include, three people from Raw, three people from SmackDown. But we'll see. I don't know. Like, again, Monday and Friday will be the answer. Because if that's not the case, whew. So, yeah. Because, because even if she goes in the chamber, right, Rhea and Becky Lynch is happening in WrestleMania to me. That's 100% happening. So, you can have Bianca go in the chamber, but she still loses. I mean, I don't
know. I mean, which is also true. We'll find out.
We'll see. We'll see. But nonetheless, the Women's Rumble.
It is. Amazing. I'm sorry. I was saying it is let it play out season. Yeah. That's what it is. So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, some of my takeaways probably from the Women's Rumble, of course, Jordy and Grace coming in, and I mean, my fucking goodness, she's gotten so far much better than what she used to be. Like, she really showed me something for real.
The Big Mama Punk, man.
Yeah, I told people, man, this TNA thing don't fucking play with it, bro. Like they are doing it very smart with their rebrand and trying to take it back down to the essence of like wrestling without trying to be fucking messy and all that type of bullshit. So, I mean, definitely probably expect more from that. You know what I'm saying? If they want to break down any more of those forbidden doors or anything of that nature. That was pretty cool. Of course, happy Naomi's back. That was great. I mean, I think it was just good to see a lot of returns in the women's Rumble. Like, of course, like that was great. but I got bars for a lot of people that was talking about a certain return, and
AJ is ready to shoot from the hip.
AJ, go ahead, man. Let me set up the poster in the back so you can unload the clip and get ready. Go ahead.
How dare you, fucking pheasants of the ghetto, sit over here and talk? And try to overshadow that beautiful black queen energy that happened tonight. And y'all thinking that fucking wall runner from Boston was gonna be showing up tonight? Fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, slow that shit down, bro. Like all this back and forth shit all week. Oh, she coming back to WWE, blah, blah, blah. She gonna be in the Rumble, all that bullshit. Hey, look, that's why some of y'all need to just shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
So let me add to that.
If you were a booker, you would be getting paid a booker.
Shit like that.
Fan. Sit there, eat your popcorn, and watch the show. She walked out. She took her ball and went home. It's not gonna be that easy, bro.
Hey man, somebody hit the flex bomb for this nigga.
You're not gonna be that.
Unfortunately, my soundboard is in the soundboard's in the Discord. But if we was in the Discord, the flex bombs would be going off repeatedly.
Shut that shit. I promise up. You.
All right. The North never forgets.
Never forgets. No, he doesn't. She
walked out on Bianca. Fuck out of here.
The North never forgets.
Well, let me add to what you're saying, AJ, and just note this. I don't know if anybody has noticed this, but when it's been Triple H's WWE, there were no legends in either Rumble tonight. There were no, like, you know, we're going to bring back, you know, every, you know, so why? And it, like I told y'all before, even if she was coming back, like you said, a real booker would not overshadow everything by overbooking something. Triple H does not overbook. He just lets the shit happen. Like, why would you book Sasha Banks to come back only for that to outweigh Liv Morgan's return?
Well, you know, to outweigh Larry, Jay Cargill's return. I don't know. Maybe she could do something.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. You
know, I'm just talking about how fans like, I don't know. Maybe she can tag team with Bayley.
Yeah, they'd be making this listen, terrible. Like,
and I get what's this
coming. But go ahead, Larry.
I get what he's saying too, and I love Winston. But to echo what AJ said, if you were a booker, you would get paid to be a booker. So this is not fantasy land where things get overbooked with Triple H. I mean, did you watch NXT? Do you know how this man operates? So this is not that piss ant company in Jacksonville.
No, y'all was watching her story. I seen you. Y'all was watching her stories. Y'all was putting up that AJ and what's the name photo she was putting up. Y'all fed into that.
DM Punk. Ew.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
They don't. Hey, what Draymond Green say to Paul Pierce? They don't love you like that. We don't love you like. Hey, Nick Khan said, I like BMWs. Fuck up, I care about Benz.
Hey, Warner Brothers Discovery Europe said there's only one con that matters. So, you know, let y'all sit with that.
I'm gonna table that for a second. because you know what I'm saying? I remember. And I'm gonna talk about this until April. I am. Because y'all been doing this bullshit for a year, for an entire year. And I am about to give you at least 3 months of bar. I am tired, my nigga. Tired.
AJ got the burn book like Regina George type shit.
Yes, I do. So, but I'm tabling that. I'm tabling that for right now. I'm taking left for right now to Women's Rumble. Amazing. That was great. Let's move the fuck on to this fatal four-way.
Wait, AJ.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Marcel. I'm going to get to you. I'm about to spin right back because Earl has a mic. Earl, fuck them $7. Fuck them.
Yeah, Earl. Yeah, Earl. All that fucking. Man, he's having a match, man. He's going to face Roman, man. Nah.
I'm going to tell you from the business aspect. Oh, hold on. Wait. That's what he was saying in the Discord the other night. He was speaking to me from the business aspect. I
said that. And niggas ain't just going to put me on the stage.
Yeah, man. That's fucked up.
Oh yes, I am.
Yeah, fuck me. What the fuck you think this is? And that's why you in the Phantom Zone right now. Your connection don't even want you to speak that bullshit, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I got a question that's unrelated to this, but you are in the arena. Real quick,
Nelson. Cause Marcel, go ahead.
I was about to say, my low key MVP of the Women's Royal Rumble. Shout out to Chelsea Green.
That's low key
MVP right now, man. I fuck with Chelsea Green. That's all I gotta say though. One more thing too. I don't really give a fuck about that Sasha shit. If she goes to AEW, she goes to AEW. She goes to WWE, she goes to WWE. I don't really give a fuck. That's all I feel about it. Wherever she goes, she goes. If she wanna go and be with AEW in that women's division, go ahead. I don't really give a shit.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yo.
You caught it. Dang, you caught a black one in bed. Saw that too. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, shout that out too quick, homie.
I had to mute him. Had to put him in timeout. See, happens, man.
Losing recipes, calling black women bitches, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I got two.
Overstepping.
We too close to glory.
Too close to glory.
Women's History Month is right. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, like three, four days away. Yeah.
Logan Paul, though.
Real quick. So I got.
Yeah, he was looking at that white side.
I got two quick things. So first of all, with the Rumble, the Women's Rumble was great. WWE and Triple H cheated TNA in those 30 combined. How long? Naomi was there for how long? Like 40 minutes?
She was in there. She was in
like 50.
How long was Jordynne Grace? How long was Jordynne Grace in there?
She was 25. In there.
Okay, so
yeah, she was in. Both of them were
so in that 50, so in that 50-minute stretch, they treated TNA a lot better than AEW did with giving Kenny Omega all them damn belts. Anyways, next thing, Earl, you are in Tropicana Field. On the scale of 1 to Elon, how musky does it smell in there?
Everybody on the Wi-Fi. This nigga on the run. The girl telling you on the run, dog.
No, I'm Earl, come back later. Earl, come on.
One mic.
Hey, Earl. Nigga, Cloverfield Lane right now.
Hold on, Millie. Hold up. Your connection is fucking up. So I tell you what, whatever you have to say, just text it to me. I'll say it so that way it can get through because it's going crazy right now. But all right. We'll get back to Earl in a second. But next.
Let's get to the fatal four way because, yeah, this is some bullshit. I won't say it's complete bullshit. I mean, it turned up at the end, but yeah, don't ever do this again.
Say that was a piss break match?
It kind of was. I'm not even gonna.
Hey man,
I'm not.
Nick gonna, Aldis, like, as far as the kayfabe was concerned, this is what Nick Aldis wanted.
Well,
I think they did a fatal four way because you know Randy's still kind of recovering, and I feel like fuck it, they'll throw LA Knight and they want to do it one on one with LA Knight because we've seen that. Really, they should have just made it AJ versus Roman, but I get why they did it, but it was just like,
yeah, you can tell they made that decision at the end so that you can set up an AJ Styles at another PLE or something like that or on SmackDown, but I feel like. After you saw WrestleMania 37, when you already saw a multi-man match for Roman's title, we've already seen this, so we don't have to see it again. And with these Roman matches, unless it's a compelling story, which this one really wasn't, you already know the outcome, so it's just like, all right, let's just get to the finish, you know? So I think that is what plagues his long title reign. The match itself wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, and it did turn up at the end, but I agree. Like, it was one of those, like, all right, how are y'all going to end this shit?
I would agree.
I mean, clever way to end
it. I knew it was gonna play out like that. I was like, all right, like, what are we doing here? But I guess the good thing is we'll get LA Knight versus AJ Styles, which is a very good upper mid-card feud. I don't know how they're going to play that into WrestleMania, if that's going to be a match there or just something at Elimination Chamber. But I'm cool with the LA Knight AJ Styles feud. That's like a tune-up feud for Styles. And then, you know, whatever happens after WrestleMania, if Cody finishes the story or any other title comes into play, like, you know, they're both ready for it. So I was cool with that. Yeah. But we knew what was going to happen. AJ, I was waiting for the last 2 minutes when they started doing the spot. I said, yeah, he going to spear somebody. Somebody going to take the pin and that's it.
I think what's going to end up happening with AJ, I think he actually about to feud with the OC. Like, I think that shit's about to pop off. So there's something there with that. But
it'll be just for TV.
What is going to happen, either he going to find some new, you know, heaters, or he gonna get them to turn with him, basically. And it's interesting because you bring up the OC, and man, I'm very curious in this Let It Play Out situation about the tag titles, because God, I hope that split comes by Mania, because you need titles on both shows to me.
So. Yeah, that's a big part. The tag thing situation is a pretty big problem. I don't think you'll do it before Mania, because I don't think you want to do like a double duty of Finn and Damian Priest on night one and night two. So it's probably something like maybe after WrestleMania, where they at least could remix. You know what I'm saying? They could reboot. It makes sense to reboot on a Monday night instead of a fucking, you know, before, you know, WrestleMania and everything like that. Some things I did find pretty cool in the match, though, in the Fatal 4-Way, was they did kind of like go back to that body stacking thing when AJ did the phenomenal forearm. That was pretty cool. Roman Reigns taking a Styles Clash was fucking crazy.
That got me too. That was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was clean. Like
cinema.
You know, you got to remember Roman is like 6'4", and AJ is about 5'10". You know what I'm saying? Like, that was to do that clean. Like, you got to be extremely safe, and that was really cool. The Randy RKO spots was like on fire. Like, that shit was really nice. But yeah, like I said, kayfabe booking. You know why? The way it was booked, kayfabe, it makes sense because, again, Roman is really the one that walked out of a 4-way situation, because, you know, he kept fucking with them three and everything like that. But no more of that. But if you are, I mean, since he's not doing anything on Elimination Chamber, and if you want to use that as a roadblock to do AJ LA Knight, I think that's cool. But also, because the reason why I say that is because I really think LA Knight is the one that's going to get inserted into the picture for Logan Paul for WrestleMania. Like, I'm still kind of like riding on that a little bit, like on some Slim Jim, US title match, like legit. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see that.
Slim Jim versus Prime.
You know, Slim Jim versus Prime, some shit like that.
Oh, AJ, breaking news. We have a message from Earl, since his connection. He says, first of all, y'all about to get partner, like T.I., okay. Y'all about to get dealt with. I'm a man with two gray hairs. Speak respectfully to me. Secondly, okay. I was wrong so far. But I'm a Kobe fan, nigga. So if my first 9 shots fall short, I'm going to shoot the 10th with the balls like I made the first. I guess wrong so far, but when I'm right, I'm going to out on a white tee, y'all, and do the stanky leg on y'all when $7 man wrestles in Philadelphia. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the words of Earl 9-1. Also formerly known as Earl Gotsu.
Earl, you piece of shit. I hope your hotel bed is extremely.
I hope your heat don't work.
You only get an hour and a half worth of sleep, and crazy. I hope your continental breakfast is nasty.
That's I hope crazy. It's cold too.
We are 96 hours away from Black History Month. This is how two black men are treating. This is crazy.
Yep. Because you know what? You know what, Earl? If we black men, we got to hold each other accountable. So you goddamn right.
Well, like in the words of Rick Ross, I count good now. I count good now. but in all seriousness, man, shout out to y'all boys, man. Me and Amp had a hell of a time. I seen he was in here earlier. I don't know if he's still in here, but had a hell of a time. I will say, instead of being sponsored by Slim Jim, they should have let the sponsorship pause tonight and sponsor that bitch by Degree. Because goddamn, the motherfuckers are there, boy. Now, I say that to say, you know, realistically, I learned a lot tonight going to that shit. I learned a lot seeing that live. It was cool. That was my first Rumble I seen live, in person, at least, I should say. And it was definitely, for all intents and purposes, man, you have to salute the company for what they were able to still hold together despite everything they've had to deal with legally. Because that's a huge thing to be clouded over them. And, you know, the energy was there. You could just see it. And I think that this truly was a great kickoff to the road to WrestleMania. I have a complaint about the Fatal 4-Way just like y'all. It just could have been left off. I didn't need to see Roman tonight. I understand it's a big four, so he was more than likely going to wrestle because he didn't wrestle at Survivor Series. Right. So I understand he was going to wrestle, but to me, that wasn't what I wanted to see him in. In that match, you know, it could have been a lot better. It left a lot to be desired, and I just think that they should have filled the card a little bit more with something else if they were going to do that. But both Rumbles, I'm gonna give it to the women tonight. I think the women's Rumble was the one tonight. The ending of the men's Rumble was really good, but to me, there definitely was more low points in the men's Rumble.
Ah, shit, it got him.
Just to wrap up, man, it was really good. And I can't wait for Mania, and this is gonna be fun to do in person. So. Definitely, but salute to y'all holding this down once again.
Nah, man. Well, appreciate you for giving us a live report from the arena. Again, from me and everybody in here, man, congratulations on Guessing from the Stands 250. Y'all go check them guys out, man. Appreciate the report, Earl. You know, leave it at that.
I saw Amp is in here, but I don't know if Amp is by the phone or he in traffic too. But
yeah, what's good?
Oh, what up? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting some food right now. I guess I got some time.
Oh, you got Whataburger?
Nah, I'm about to get this. Hey, it's crazy. Ain't the shit is called a gyro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why every time when I'm in Florida and I say gyro, they cuss me out and say gyro? I don't get it.
Because you're from Florida. That's
pure ignorance, bro. I don't get it.
You in Tampa, you know, they spell jit with a G out here. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying, man. Like, yeah,
come on. Yeah, I'm at this gyro spot. But what's good? What match y'all on right now?
We were talking about the Fatal 4-Way, real quick before we had headed into like KO and Logan Paul.
Oh yeah, that was it was all right. It was all right match. It wasn't that special for real.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like a little quiet in there. You know what I'm saying? Like again, y'all were actually in the building, so. I don't know.
Legit. Only person, of course, they were booing when Reigns came out. The real niggas threw the ones up. But everybody just pretty much like saved all their energy for LA Knight. LA Knight did something. They went crazy for that. But like Randy Orton, which is crazy, Randy and AJ really didn't get no reaction for real.
Nope.
Yeah, that makes that. I mean, damn, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know. That thing is just like really, really. I mean, it was the same shit like at SummerSlam last year. Like LA Knight was definitely the most favorable person like out of that whole thing. So it's just kind of like not surprising that he was again in this match or whatever. I think they just a little confused about AJ because I don't think they don't know if he a heel or a face. He like a tweener right now, some shit. So they don't know to cheer or boo this nigga. But
I do. Hey, what y'all think AJ doing at WrestleMania? I don't know if y'all talked about it yet.
yeah, we kind of glossed over it real quick because, I mean, honestly, like, to be honest with you, I don't know. Like, I don't, I really don't have a guess to that right now. Like,
I'm unsure.
I'm unsure about what AJ
is. Earlier we had talked about, like, Bianca and AJ is another person where it's like it's a wait and see situation to see what they're going to be doing in Mania. Hell, even with Randy Orton, I don't know what he's going to do.
They probably going to run it back. Orton and AJ.
Hey, I'm thinking Bianca might get Jade or either Jade do Nia.
Yeah, we said
Think she's doing Nia.
I think they set Jade for next year for 41. I think they saving them for that. And then, I mean, it'll be a crazy year of slow burn. But
I agree with AJ. That's definitely the move.
If you putting, just in case, like, I don't know. If Jade is going to Raw or going to NXT, but she ain't touching SmackDown. That's just not happening.
Nah, not at all.
So, trajectory of that, I mean, it's going to move a little, it's going to move a little slowly or whatever. And then, like, again, there's also that red herring of Charlotte, when she comes back, And if you've never been paying attention to how she been rehabbing, goddamn, like, I swear it's like Superwoman or some shit. Like,
hey, man, she might be back by SummerSlam. So yeah.
She on that John Cena flow, man.
Yeah, she on that Andrade pack.
I was about to say, man, if Charlotte was back at WrestleMania, make $100 mid-carders and catering tier, I will join that shit for 2 months if Charlotte come back before WrestleMania.
That's funny as hell. Hey, I did want to ask everybody one question before we go to KO and Logan Paul, and it's just simply this. And Earl, you were in the crowd. Do y'all feel like because there was no Dwayne or Mercedes tonight that some people held off their excitement? Because there are times at big events like this where people think that someone's going to come back. And so, that's why they show up. And, when they don't get what they want, that's when the disappointment sets in. Now, this match, not that great to begin with, but you add on the fact they didn't get the surprise they wanted. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
Nah, not really, man. To be honest, I ain't gonna say nobody give a fuck, but I ain't really peeping the temperature. Actually, during the women's match, after it was over, I heard the people around me, I heard they were more mad that fucking AJ didn't come out for the women's match.
I got you.
Yeah, there was a lot of AJ Lee chatter where we were sitting for sure.
I got you. But, no, that is a big no. I mean, I'm sorry to cut you off.
I request to speak for one reason. Okay. It has nothing to do with wrestling. It's Juro up north and it's Gyro down south. I'm going back on mute.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Yogi.
Where me and Ant were sitting, we were in the frat boys and mom and dad section. Like, shit, between both of them, bro, like, that's pretty much what the temperature was all day. Like, it was a lot of wrestling Twitter talk around us from the adults, and then the kids just wanted to see everybody and their mama. So
I got you.
So the kids were the most important people around you. Got you.
Well, yeah,
as they should be. But that's all I had for that. Shout out to Roman's reign continuing. We're gonna miss this shit when it's gone, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, it's either gonna be gone or he going for Hogan. But if it was Dwayne at WrestleMania, he was going for Hogan. But I don't think it's that. I think Cody's gonna get it done this time.
Yeah, it's gonna be official, man. Cody Rhodes is gonna win at WrestleMania.
Can I ask a question before we get, or are y'all going into the Rumble now?
Go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, yo.
No. When we get to the Rumble, I just want to get in line for a question.
Okay, cool. Right, okay. Cool.
Yeah, but KO Roman.
KO Roman was last year's Rumble.
Too fucking close.
This year's Rumble was KO and Logan Paul.
KO Logan Paul. What's the general feel about it?
That was one of the smartest finishes I have ever seen in such a long time. Like, the way the ref caught the nooks at the end, I love that shit. Like, just when you think that shit's over, It's like, nah. But the match itself, kind of similar to the other one. I feel like it turned up more at the end. I'm not going to hold you, though. I am getting tired of seeing, like, Logan Paul's podcast buddies, like, interfere in every match. Like, yeah, I hate that trope.
That shit.
But, I mean, it makes KO. You know, KO still came out. He won, even though he lost, if that makes sense. What he does into Mania is going to be interesting as well. Logan Paul definitely seems like an LA Knight showdown will be happening.
Because Hunter is speaking right now. He's got the glasses on too, so it's serious. But anyway, he did confirm a partnership with TNA.
Ooh,
well,
here's the thing. Don't forget that Endeavor is the streaming partner.
They are.
So stay tuned.
I was about to say, yeah. All right, so never mind.
He also buried the Forbidden Door.
Yeah, he said it was stupid and cliche to call it that.
I love that. Turn that up. He said,
shout out to TNA.
Tony Khan, you can have that weak shit.
I had to drop that in. Oh,
that's breaking news.
He also said that employee safety, they're doing everything possible to make sure that employees are safe going forward.
Cody more or less had said that too. He said that management and like everybody up above have done a very good job of, you know, taking care of everything. And that, like, the locker room is really close. So he said, but he gave, like, props to the management for taking care, for, you know, with everything going on, like, you know, taking precautions, making sure everybody's good. So Cody verified that as well.
Also, shout out to DDP being in the interviewers to ask Cody a question.
That was a nice question. Cody, like, he wanted to cry because it was a really touching question. But shout out to DDP, man.
Shout out to DDP. But to finish, I'm going to say about the Logan Paul, Kevin Owens match. I mean, it was the outcome I expected. I didn't expect KO to go over. I knew Logan Paul was going to retain due to shenanigans because all they're going to do is he's going to keep on doing this until an LA Knight or somebody of his ilk comes along and takes that title off, and then it's going to be the biggest pop that night. So, yeah.
I love that booking. That was phenomenal. Like, that was such a fun way to have that, and with the brass knuckles and him getting caught. So I really enjoyed that for sure. It was a good match. I thought, you know, the booking, like, you know, was the main thing that was great about it, but the way it ended, I love that shit. I didn't care how it ended, but I love that it ended on something like shenanigan like that.
Yeah,
exactly. But I will say this, with what Larry was talking about earlier with Logan Paul, I think at the Mania, he has to be more included into the everyday WWE happenings, because he's still doing celebrity wrestler shit by just having boys coming in, and like, I don't know none of these motherfuckers. I don't know these dudes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Other than that KSI shit, I don't know. His podcast homies, like, that's what I assume they are or whatever.
As an avid spectator into the wrestling shit, because y'all keep me updated. I was going to ask you, was Logan, like, full-time on roster or is doing the celebrity wrestling type shit?
He's
a part-timer.
He's still a part-timer.
He's part-time, but he's re-signed. He just re-signed 2 days ago.
Yeah, he wasn't going nowhere to begin with.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Logan's here to stay.
Like, but I was peeping in while I was at work. I was peeping into the Rumble. I was able to see the last, like, five people going to the Rumble. So that's what I'm really waiting on y'all to talk about.
But to Winston, to counteract what you were saying, I don't think that he has to do that if he remains at the current pace he's in. I mean, meaning that if he's still on pace to lose his championship by Mania like we're talking about, then it won't mean as much. Because when they said he was United States champion for like 84 days, it goes back to Saudi, but then it's like, damn, he has not defended this title in 2 months. So it is crazy when you think about it like that. So if they're going to keep him in any championship picture, he should definitely be around more. But if not, then what he's doing to me, because it's just, it's not too much. So, but we'll see what happens with Logan on the road to WrestleMania for sure.
Yeah, and we can skate. We can finish that up. You know, we finish that up and we just jump right into this, the Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble. I know Earl had a question about it.
It can wait to the end. I mean, well, everybody watches, so, I mean, we're not spoiling. But do you guys think that Seth's injury had anything to do with the outcome of this Rumble?
No.
Let me, since I've been the loudest one about it, no. I don't think Seth's injury had anything to do with it. I feel like if Seth's injury and he's not going to be able to make Mania, then I would have making a change and making, you know, Gunther, you know, win that spot, right? That would have been the determining factor to me. But since Seth looks like he's still good to go, yeah, because like I was saying earlier, you can easily just have Punk win the Elimination Chamber and fight his way to get to Seth or, you know, whatever. So I don't think the injury had anything to do with it. I think this was the plan from the jump. And I think Triple H did a good job of throwing in Drew McIntyre, Gunther, The Rock's appearance, all these different red herrings to make you say, oh, damn, he's not going to do it. And like I said from the beginning, this has been the story from the jump. When he and Jay were tag champs and they were on SmackDown, he crossed paths with Roman time.
Yeah.
That let me know then, like, they're not changing anything. This story is still happening. I mean, for the love of everything pure, the man is on the cover of WWE 2K24, and they just finished the story thing, a meme and all this for the past 6 months. It had to happen. So that's why I knew they weren't going to change anything from it. So, I mean, great job to make people think it was going to change. But me personally, I didn't think it was going to change from the start.
Now, let it be clear. CM Punk is headlining WrestleMania. That is not, like, it's going to happen. Like, if it's happening through the Elimination Chamber, then that's just how it is. But I'm not saying that he's headlining. I don't know. Depending on, like, Seth, if he got to really, like, take some time off, then if he headlining to win, yeah. But if Seth is still, like, enough to where he ain't gonna go off of surgery and stuff like that, yeah, I think Punk is gonna take a pin even at WrestleMania. So, but yeah, because I just don't feel like, that's why I kind of had Punk winning the Rumble at first, but you know, it may have flipped to Cody having to do it through the chamber because Cody just, like, his whole thing is please give me harder battles and shit like that. But I think it still went by pretty clean as possible. But one thing I do want to add, you know, or one thing I want to point out, you know what I'm saying, people talk about it. We did see a return of a person, Andrade, because that's probably like the strongest point of the Rumble at the beginning was just how much, I mean, somebody had tweeted out like, yo, there's no white men in the ring right now.
Bro, I was thinking that shit. I'm like, yo, it is not white for real. Men at all. It was nothing but Hispanics, black people, Samoans.
Yo, there was it's like a phase, bro. It was like the first like part of that the Rumble was like the black people, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and Samoans. Like, it was just it was the Spanish announce table section of the Rumble, and then it turned into like the big man, Biggie's dream. That was a Biggie. It turned into the Biggie invitation on the second part, and then the third part obviously is like what happened. But it was just funny how the Rumble played out.
Nah, facts, and I mean. I said it in my mind, but then I saw what AJ had to say on it too. So let me be very clear. When I saw Santos and Andrade face off, dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Bro.
Yes. Yes.
All I'm going to say is, if y'all know anything about AAA and CMLL and Mexican politics, bruh, this is a dream match waiting to happen. So I cannot wait.
Yeah, if you want to talk about a forbidden door being broken, that was a forbidden door being pulled off.
Phantasma and La Sombra, the same ring for the same company in 2024. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nuts. That was really crazy to see. Like, I was happy to see that. Like, I get, you know, I think the men's rumble was like, I think the reason why it's kind of looked at weaker because the middle portion of the rumble was kind of like, all right, bro, I'm tired, you know, type shit. But that it was a strong beginning. Like, it was definitely a strong beginning, especially with Jimmy and Jay finally having they face off. You know, the Yeet versus No Yeet shit was funny as hell. Like, Jimmy was really a standout in the Rumble too. Like, he was like a lot of comedy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like mad funny. But then, yeah, it kind of staggered in the middle, and then it didn't get strong again until, you know, we got to the final four, with Drew, Punk, Cody, and Gunther.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, I think that final six was, you know, because you had Damian Priest and Sammy. That's what I was going to
say, the final six.
When that moment happened, and it's funny because you look at that final six and you say, damn, any one of these guys could win and I wouldn't be mad, even though I felt like Cody was definitely winning, like any of those six. But I mean, Priest wasn't going to win because he got the briefcase, but just still the hard work that all those guys have put in the last, you know, really since Triple H took over, it was good to see them get that, you know, spotlight at the end. But also too, before that final six moment, shout out to R-Truth for being hilarious in both the women's and the men's rumble.
That nigga's crazy, bro.
Dog, when he that was insane.
He know what he there to get a check for.
Exactly.
He know what he there to get a check from.
Also, shout out to Ricochet for coming back just to get flipped over from inside the ring. That was crazy seeing that.
Now, hold on real quick, because I do want to point out something. Well, at least I want to ask everybody a question real quick.
Sure.
And this is going back to the double nasty twins right now. One being Vince and the other one being Brock Lesnar. Do y'all believe Ricochet was in the Royal Rumble because that was supposed to be Brock Lesnar?
No, I feel like the Lesnar spot was the McAfee spot.
Ooh. Yep. Yeah, I think the McAfee spot was the Lesnar spot.
Okay.
Text was off because of the service, but when I text that was when McAfee went in. So I'm sure y'all didn't get it at that time.
Oh no, I saw it. Yeah, no, I think that was the Brock spot. I think Ricochet got hurt back in like the end of October, beginning of November, I want to say. So I knew they were gonna kind of bring him back because you could have brought him back on Raw, but I feel like you wanted to see Ricochet do some acrobatics in the Rumble, and also to them continuing the story of like how much Drew McIntyre has been sunning Ricochet for the past 4 years is hilarious. But I don't think that had anything to do with Brock. I think the Brock spot was the McAfee spot. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's
fine. But that's it also, if you think about it, McAfee was in the ring with who? Big niggas. And the biggest nigga of them all, Omos. You saw how Omos came through?
Omos came through. Dog, he came in that corner. Now, you talk about hell, Winston. He stood in the corner. One side was Gunther. One side was Braun Breaker, and in the middle was Omos.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious to watch, man. Shout out to Braun Breaker too. He went crazy.
Hey,
crazy.
The future is crazy. Breaker. Oh,
yo, hey. Yo,
rookie of the year right yo, there. Yo. Rookie of the fucking year.
Yo, it's look, Shawn Michaels. If you hear this, you hear me and hear me well. It's time. He does not need to be working on Tuesdays no more. Wrap this shit up after this Dusty Classic, because it's kind of good. I'm not gonna lie, him and Baron Corbin together.
Man, that match on Tuesday with them against Axiom and Nate Frazier, man. Braun was great. Baron Corbin. It's my God, bro.
It's, but you gotta figure out where do you fit Braun Breaker in? Like, that's what I was saying.
Anywhere.
As far as like show wise.
Yeah, you gotta put Braun on Raw. Hey, yo. Yeah, you gotta put Braun on Raw.
One mic. But yeah, Millie was saying you got to put him on Raw, and I'm going to respond quickly to Winston and agree with Winston by saying I think you hold Braun off till April and you do a night after Mania, you know, entrance for him on Raw or you know wherever. But I think you wait till night after Mania, you give him one last send off feud in NXT, yeah. And then you call it a day.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, because he'll probably still work Stand and Deliver. At least, I mean, I don't know what he'll do. I don't think they'll run a him and versus Ilya Dragunov thing again. Or
I got a Super Bowl prediction for that, but I'll save that for later. But shout out to the future Braun Breaker. He is ready.
Also,
he is 100%. Rumble
was low key Triple H's dream because like the first eight or nine wrestlers, the first 10, they were like half like five or six of them were former NXT champions.
Also, they were second generation superstars too.
Oh, and also shout out to Carmelo Hayes. Yeah, that boy, he about to be special. He about to be special on that main roster.
Hello, good
too. How long do you think he has until he gets there?
Two months.
He's an after Stand and Deliver. Yeah, he's an after that because they gonna do him versus Trish before he leaves NXT.
Speaking of too, absolutely. Since now, because I'm shocked we ain't talking about who do you think out of the women in NXT that was there is done? Like I think Roxanne is done. I just don't know when.
So I think Roxanne was actually the Cora Jade spot. I think Cora Jade was supposed to be in that spot, but because she got injured, they just slotted Roxanne in there. But if Roxanne's done April, that won't be surprising either.
And Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffany Stratton, too.
The Barbie. Yeah, she's coming up.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if you see both of them coming up because you still got a lot of women down there that's going to be coming back from injury, and you're going to have a roster problem. And then if you add Jade down there, too, you're going to have some – it's only 2 hours of TV. You know what I'm saying? So I think – I could see Roxanne on SmackDown come April, so we'll see.
Also, remember this too about NXT is the fact that it's going to network television in October, so those numbers are numbers that's going to be going up. So, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna want stars on network TV. So
right, and you're gonna see some guys that may not be doing too much right now on the main roster. They'll be spending their fall and winter in Orlando to get, you know, keep them ratings up as well. So, yeah, don't be surprised about that. So, but as far as the rest of the Rumble goes, though, I mean, did anybody else think that Final Four would be different? Because I felt like that Final Four and Six was exactly who it should have been. I didn't think anybody else needed to be there.
Yeah, the Final Four was quote unquote predictable, but you know, it went out good.
Well, it was predictable, but it made sense. Yeah. Like, after you thought maybe an NXT person would have made the Final Four as like the surprise.
I got you.
I think if you look at the trajectory of stories right now, like, none of them have bigger stories than Gunther or Drew. That's why it's kind of like it kind of makes sense for the Final Four to be how it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you had an NXT like an NXT person like in the Final Six, then it's like, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But like being how those four got literally stories already. Like,
I was just about to say that
they got the bigger. No, you straight. That by them having the bigger stories right now on their perspective. Actually, it was all Raw guys too. When I think about it, it was no SmackDown in that Final Four. But on SmackDown, you see all four of them locked in the stories and shit. Like, Gunther's shit has probably changed now because of the fact that someone is a disgusting person and didn't make the Rumble. But
Gunther versus R-Truth. Well, also remember this, AJ. The top SmackDown contenders were in that Fatal 4-Way tonight, so you really couldn't have anybody.
Yeah. Hey, also to go off of AJ as well. Like the Final Four, they all their stories kind of intertwine with each other as well. So
that too.
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about just the great job that they've done. You know, they brought Punk back. They didn't have him on TV every week. They let everybody get their shit off. And then, you know, this last month, everybody each week has been explaining why they need to win the Royal Rumble and why they deserve it. And, you know, it just made sense why everybody was in that spot. So, yeah.
So I got one last question, and this is from about one of the Final Four, Gunther. Who gets the IC belt off of him at WrestleMania?
I want to bring up an interesting fact before everybody answers that. So when Elimination Chamber hits Australia, that day he will surpass, I think it's Pedro Morales, for the longest combined IC title reign. So even if he loses the IC title at Elimination Chamber, he's already going to go down in history as the longest reigning champ. So just want to throw that out there.
To answer that question, though, AJ, man, thank you, Chav Gable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We were talking about that before. We did. We were talking about that before.
Because it matters, but it doesn't really matter who beats Gunther for that belt because he's not an IC nigga. He got the belt. He did his thing. You know what I mean? He put on. So the easier you get that belt off of him at this point, the better you are. Because the longer he hold that belt, that means you just reset his 4 to 6 month push of him becoming that dude.
So I'm going to say this in my dream booking because I've been wanting to see this match for going on 4 years. Ever since it got canceled due to the pandemic, I've always wanted to see Gunther and Finn Balor because we were supposed to get that at an NXT event before, you know, COVID hit. But I'm not going to hold you. Today, it's Jey Uso, dog. It's going to be Jey Uso.
Yeah.
It's Jey.
The only way I see that is if they don't do him and Jimmy at WrestleMania. That's the only way.
They didn't take each other out in the Rumble.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, but I think with the tease that we night made, because here's the thing, right? Once Roman loses, there's gonna be a whole
another
layer of story shit that you gotta tell of him not being a champion, and that's where Paul Heyman was telling people that with this bloodline thing, we're only in the third inning because there's still, you know, more story to be told, more because think about it, Roman's been pushing Solo and Jimmy and everybody around because he's champion. When he ain't got that belt, he can't talk bad to nobody. So that's going to be a whole story in itself. You just don't know. But I think that Jey getting the IC title, yeah, at this point it makes sense because he's going to have to get something. I mean, the tag title was cool, but he's going to have to get something. So
yeah, it got to be somebody that's moving the crowd. And I think behind, you know, everybody that's at the top, I think Jey is one of them people that's moving that crowd that make that belt look official,
and mm-hmm.
he'll be a strong person a strong candidate to put that belt on. I do like Gable too, you know what I'm saying, just because of off of the matches that him and that series that him and Gunther were running earlier last year, you know what I'm saying, or late last year or whatever like that, you mm-hmm. know, like. I wouldn't be mad if they went in the Gable direction, but like, yeah, Jey Uso seems like the strong. And plus, he's kind of inserted into that New Day Imperium beef right now anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
They kind of inserted him already into that fold. So,
and then when you look at Gunther too, they're not running back anybody he's already beaten too much. I think I think they had him run Ricochet twice and maybe Shinsuke twice, but outside of that, he's not facing repeat opponents right now. So I could totally see Jey winning some number one contenders match or something like that, and then him taking that title off of Gunther, especially like, you know, due to the current change. Yeah, they may let Gunther hold that till Mania and then just let Jay get that, you know, extreme crowd pop, you know, at night one. So
So I think that's pretty much like it. Unless I'm missing something else. I mean, again, it's like, well, congratulations go around, of course, to Bayley and to Cody. You know what I'm saying? Those are our Rumble winners this year. Cody went back to back. I think he's the first one since Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, 26 years, they said.
Yeah.
Austin was
98 and 97. Yep. So that's huge for Cody, you know what I'm saying? And hey, shout out to the story finishers. And you know, we'll see what's going on with Punk come Monday, and you know, and everything, and Bianca later on in the week. So we'll see how this all shapes out. But I think, yeah, I think we're pretty much through. We said enough about the V nasty man already. Shout out to everybody that pulled up tonight for sure. Appreciate it again, as always. Larry, you got anything?
I was just gonna ask if you didn't mind, if it was, you know, okay to ask if anybody else had any questions for us before we got up out.
Well, yeah, of course, like that too.
Yeah, but no, other than that, before we get to that, nah, man, the right people won, and I'm glad that everybody is seeing that nothing is bigger than the program, and this is not no booking change at the very last second era that we're living in. This has always been the plan. The plan doesn't change. So, hey, man, salute to the story finishers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, this will be put out on public next week. So there is no, you know, there's no new episode, you know, dropping or whatever. This is the episode for the week. So in case, you know, people that want to hear this or whatever, you know, it is what it is. But since I don't think anybody have any questions other than, I mean, we may move over to Discord real quick, but other than that, sure, we're going to wrap this up. And I just want to say,
I got one quick question, AJ. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So this Royal Rumble, it concluded. What y'all give it out, you know, out of five? What y'all rating on it?
For me, it's a 3.5. I give it a 4 just because of the women's match. I'll give it a 4.
I give it a 4. I think that typically big 4 pay PLEs, they start an hour early, so it might start at like 6 o'clock. I do think if you would have had another match or two, kind of going to Earl's point, that could have got the crowd more into it. Maybe it could have, you know, turned it up some more. But when you've only got 4 matches, and those matches all go long because, you know, they're trying to fill up the time, it did drag a little bit. But I still give it a 4 out of 5, though, for sure.
Yeah, they. I think one reason why, you know, Roman a half hour.
Absolutely. And he don't get nothing less than a half hour, so yeah.
Yeah, and anything, any match, any segment, he gets a half hour, so it's kind of like that. But I think for the most part, I think everybody's consensus is like, you know, 3.5 to 4. I think that's what everybody's feeling. But I think we'll wrap it up there. And before I go, I just want to say, fuck Vince McMahon.